From the Grand Canyon National Park Backcountry Information Center, this is Ranger Patrick.
And this is Ranger Alicia with the Corridor Trail Update for October 2008.
Hey Alicia, can you believe how beautiful the weather is? No wonder this is the most popular time of the year to go backpacking into Grand Canyon National Park.
What's that? Oh, sorry Patrick. I wasn't paying attention. I'm thinking about my next hike into the canyon. Yeah, you're right. Now is an amazing time to go backpacking. With that in mind, today we're going to talk about the arrival of fall hiking season and increased demand for permits, drinking water availability along the Cross Canyon Corridor, and South Kaibab Trailhead access.
Okay, let's start with the weather. Signs of fall are everywhere along the rim of the canyon, and the heat of summer has loosened its grip on the world of the inner canyon. Daytime highs in the canyon floor have been running in the mid-90s, nighttime lows in the 60s. As the inner canyon temperatures become more hospitable, demand for permits increases dramatically.
Advance reservations for the corridor campgrounds, Bright Angel, Indian Garden, and Cottonwood campgrounds are long gone throughout the rest of October and early November. As a result, we are using a waiting list to help hikers with last-minute plans try to attain a permit. Hey Patrick, why don't you explain how that system works?
Sure. Come to the Backcountry Information Center upon arrival to Grand Canyon National Park to get a waiting list number for the last-minute walk-up permits. There are usually a few walk-up permits for the following day available each morning at 8 a.m. If permits are already sold out by the time we get to your number and you can't get a walk-up permit the first morning you try, you will receive a better waiting list number and you can return the following morning to try again. Most hikers seem to be able to get a walk-up permit within 1 to 3 days of starting the process.
Once you have your highly sought-after permit, it's a good time to think about water access, as that will be changing during October. In addition to the water you bring with you, there are some sources of purified drinking water in the inner canyon. On the Bright Angel Trail, the drinking water is on at the mile-and-a-half and 3-mile rest houses and at Indian Garden Campground. However, the water stops at mile-and-a-half and 3-mile are usually turned off around the third week of October due to cooling temperatures. Across the river, the water's on at the Bright Angel Campground and moving up the North Kaibab Trail at Cottonwood Campground, Roaring Springs Picnic Area, and Supai Tunnel. The water all along the North Kaibab Trail is planned to be turned off around mid-October. Drinking water is also available at the trailheads for North and South Kaibab and Bright Angel Trails.
The South Kaibab Trail is, as always, bone dry. No water of any kind along the South Kaibab Trail. Speaking of the South Kaibab, there's no parking at that trailhead. Instead, hikers can access the South Kaibab Trailhead by shuttle bus. The Kaibab Trail shuttle bus departs the Canyon View Information Plaza, also known as the Visitor Center, throughout the day. In October, a special hiker express shuttle leaves the Bright Angel Lodge at 6, 7, and 8 a.m., then swings by the Backcountry Information Center before going directly onto the South Kaibab Trailhead. In November, the time shifts to 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Hey Patrick, in October there's the phenomenon of rim-to-rim hikers at Grand Canyon. Let's talk about that a little bit.
You know, we really should. This is an amazing thing that's been started in the last few years, gotten very popular at Grand Canyon. What is a rim-to-rim hike? Well, it means going from the south rim to the north rim, or vice versa, without stopping, without camping. You pack pretty light. But here's the thing is, I was talking to a visitor once, and they said to me, you know, nothing prepares you for Grand Canyon except the Grand Canyon. So this is an endeavor we really feel is for experienced people. There's a few hints that we have for you. One, know your limits. Two, right-of-way is always for people heading uphill. And we like you to be considerate of people who have bigger loads than you, such as large backpacks. And for safety, really an important thing is there's a lot of mule trains going up and down these trails. Do not rush them. It is an amazing endeavor to try rim to rim, but please be sure to train for this and have courtesy for other folks in the trail.
Great, Patrick. Thanks for summing that up. Another fall item is the upcoming closure of the North Rim facilities. Most commercial services on the north rim of the canyon, such as hotel, restaurant, and camper store, will close for the winter on October 15th. Arizona Department of Transportation will try to keep Highway 67 from Jacob Lake to the north rim open through November 30th. But be forewarned, a major snowstorm could still result in the closure of the road before that date.
After October 15th, the services provided are done so, weather permitting only. Visitors are encouraged to contact Arizona Highway Information at 888-411-7000. 7623 regarding the current status of Highway 67. Park Service facilities such as the Visitor Center and Backcountry Information Center will remain open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until November 30th, again, weather permitting. Entrance fees will be collected as long as park operations are maintained. Highway 67 will close for the winter starting December 1st, snow or no snow.
Patrick, did you just say snow?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's wait till our next podcast to start talking about that.
You said it. Anyone needing additional information about these or other concerns can contact us at the Backcountry Information Center at 928-638-7875, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. for current information. This is a busy information phone line, and you may have to try more than once to get through. Or send us an email at grca_bic@nps.gov.
This message was updated on October 6th, 2008. If you don't mind, Patrick, I'd like to keep this brief so I can get on the trail.
Oh, you bet. Have a great hike. This is Ranger Patrick.
And this is Ranger Alicia saying,
Enjoy your hike!